SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The defense has rested in Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan today without the former president taking the witness stand. Veteran New York defense attorney Arthur Idala says there's a reason why Donald Trump did not take the stand in his own defense.
It's not a surprise that Trump didn't take the stand. First of all, the judge made a ruling that if he took the stand, there was a lot of bad stuff that was going to come out about him. But in general, when you put a defendant on the stand, the burden of proof shifts from only on the prosecutor to now it's he said versus he said and who we're going to believe and who do we trust more.
Closing arguments are set for next Tuesday, after which the jury will receive the case. AAA says the post-pandemic travel boom will continue this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Get ready for plenty of company if you're heading out of town for the unofficial start of summer.
We're projecting nearly 44 million travelers over the Memorial Day weekend, which comes close to matching 2005. But in the car travel category, we're projecting 38.4 million people. And that would be a new record for drivers over the long holiday weekend.
AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz on the travel numbers following the pandemic.
Ever since 2020, each year we saw some increases, and the past couple of years have just really been very impressive.
For those traveling by car, the average price for a gallon of gas is about $3.59. I'm Shelley Adler.
The presidential primaries that Joe Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched are moving closer to their end. Biden and Trump won primaries in Kentucky Tuesday, and voters in Oregon also had their chance to weigh in. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 37, the S&P 500 advanced 13. This is SRN News. A member of a teachers union is expelled for questioning transgenderism.
Christina Barton is a student counselor for the Rochester, Minnesota public school system, and she thinks policies that encourage children to live as the opposite sex in class are wrong. Voicing those opinions has now gotten her kicked out of the Rochester Education Association. In a letter to Barton, republished by the nonprofit American Experiment, union brass say, quote, viewpoints are not free from consequences if they contribute to unprofessional behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's liberal government's moving quickly to remake the country when it comes to cultural issues. So far, German lawmakers have ended a ban on doctors advertising abortion services and made it easier for transgender people to change their name and gender in official records. Now the parliament has approved plans to relax strict limits on family names, making it easier for couples to have children out of wedlock to pass both of their last names. SRN News. It was quiet, but a record-breaking day on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted higher on Wall Street, setting more records following another quiet day of trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Tuesday, surpassing the record high it set last week. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. That came a day after setting its latest all-time high. The Dow added 66 points. That's about 0.2%. The Dow is sitting just below the record high it set last week. Macy's jumped more than 5% after joining the long list of companies reporting better profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Peloton slumped more than 16%. The struggling exercise equipment maker announced a wide-ranging refinancing plan. Seth Sutel, New York.
The chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation will step down from his post once a successor is appointed. The White House said that President Joe Biden will name a replacement for Martin Gruenberg soon. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.